Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Hallelujah. The church is soon going to enthrone the kingdom order over it. Hallelujah. There was a time the Bible makes us to understand that Saul was reigning as a king. Now, Saul is a type of the religious order, and David is a type of the kingdom order. And there was a long reign of Saul. During this time, Israel was just walking in the religious order which they had instituted. But a time came that the Bible tells us in our text that all of Israel, all the elders, they came together and they decided that we have had enough of the religious order, and that there is a need for the kingdom order to be imposed upon it. So the kingdom order has been around for a long time, really. It is just like Jesus Christ. He brought the kingdom. He's been around for a very long time. The kingdom has been around for a long time. But all those times, it was like a yeast. It was operating under. It was not accepted, so to speak, not respected or recognized. Although, all along, the kingdom order was what was the lifeblood of the church. You know, during the reign of Saul, David was a person who was going in and coming out. And it was really David who was sustaining, as it were, Israel, keeping Israel together as a nation of God. But a time came that the people of Israel said that we are going to enthrone David, or the kingdom order, over us. And I believe that the church of the living God, I'm speaking prophetically now, the church of the living God is entering a certain phase where we are all gathering together as the army of God, just to impose upon the church the kingdom order that has been the lifeblood of the church all throughout this period. Hallelujah. You know, every nation thrives on infrastructure. Can we all say infrastructure? All right. Whether they are physical, they are social, or legal, every nation needs infrastructure. And it is the same with the nation of God or the kingdom of God. For some time now, we have been speaking, building the infrastructure of God's kingdom, the principles of God's kingdom. So far, we have looked at 7 or so principles of the kingdom. You know, soldiers or the army are often involved in building broken down infrastructure, broken down principles which they themselves stand for. And Jesus Christ did the same thing. Jesus Christ came around building the broken down kingdom infrastructure. The kingdom infrastructure was totally down. A religious order had sort of torpedoed it. From the book of Genesis, it had been trodden down it had been under for a long time. So when Jesus Christ came upon the scene, he said, or he rather embarked upon building the infrastructure of God's kingdom. And these kingdom principles that we have been considering, seven of them so far, they are like infrastructure, state-of-the-art infrastructure, such as roads. You know, in a typical nation, when we talk about physical infrastructure, we are talking about roads, we are talking about bridges, we talk about telecom, you know, having a network of telecommunication, and we can talk about power supply system. A power supply system is an infrastructure that every nation must get. Water supply system is also an infrastructure. In some developed countries, they have domestic gas supply system. These things are already in place. All right? We can talk about public transport, schools. We can talk about railways. In fact, even legal frameworks like legislation and the judicial system, the court system, they are all things that can be referred to as infrastructure. Now, why do I call the kingdom principles we have been looking at as kingdom infrastructure? I call it so because they are the foundational and the basic spiritual principles that everybody should have in his life. So God expects us to have in our lives certain infrastructure, like a nation should have roads from the north to the south, railways, should have power system, Akosombo Bui Dam, and we must have water supply system, public transport, and all that. In your life also, you need spiritual infrastructure, because through that, you are able to actualize the kingdom of God that is already within you. If you look into a dictionary, it teaches that an infrastructure is the most basic level of organizational structure in a complex body or system that serves as a foundation for the rest. So in every nation, there is some basic level of organization, like roads, this water system we are all talking about. These basic things are there, and they serve as the foundation for the rest of the things that a nation could have. It is important, ladies and gentlemen, that every Christian have and imbibe these foundational kingdom principles. It's very important. Every Christian, every church, every organization, indeed, every nation must have these foundational kingdom principles in its life, because all other things, all other everyday life things rest upon these things. All right? So if you take Ghana, for example, the roads that is moving from Temale to the south, it carries a lot of things that leads to the well-being of the nation. So things like a good life, things like success, things like prosperity, things like breakthroughs, they run on certain infrastructure, spiritual infrastructure. They run on certain principles. When you have these things in your life, these spiritual infrastructure in your life, the Bible tells us that all other things shall be added up unto you. In fact, if you take the strength of a nation, you can determine the strength of a nation by the infrastructure that it has got. It is not by cosmetic things like the way maybe the people dress, the way maybe the people go about their things that look so nice. The strength of a nation is determined by the development of its infrastructure. If the telecom is very good, then you know that the nation has got a future. If its power supply system is very good, then you can know that the nation has got a future. In a similar manner, if we imbibe principles, kingdom principles, into our lives and lay these roads and bridges and power system and all that into our lives, we can almost conclude that our lives will do well, just because they are based upon very solid infrastructure. Those things are already in place. It is the infrastructure of a nation that, as it were, sustains well-being, success, breakthrough, doing well, prosperity, etc., etc. But ladies and gentlemen, the wonderful thing about building spiritual kingdom infrastructure is that most Christians do not like to do that. Most Christians, or should I say most people, most human beings do not like investing in infrastructure. Why? Because infrastructure building is very costly. It's very costly. It's very capital intensive. But it is a very necessary thing for the development of a life, of a church, of a nation, of any organization. So, people complain. We have had so many complaints. When the motorway was built, it was criticized that it was a waste. People had various alternatives. The people are suffering. Why don't you give the people some money in their pocket? Why do you use the money to construct roads and all those kind of things? Human beings don't like investing in capital equipment. They like the finished product. Building infrastructure is a difficult thing. You have to excavate your life. You have to excavate your thinking. You have to dig deep to be able to lay the rail line, because you know that the rail line cannot move like a snake. So you have to really bulldoze your way to get that infrastructure in place. But once you have a wonderful network of railroads, you can almost conclude that your nation will do well. Hallelujah. So people think that building infrastructure is time wasting, and actually it is a long-term thing. It's not a short-term activity. So people do not like it, especially people who live for the now. Do you know, as you walk with your friends, you can be able to tell whether they are people who have a future or not by the level of spiritual kingdom infrastructure in their lives. You can be able to tell. And I want you to do that, really. Examine the closest of your friends and see whether they are long-term minded people or they are people who live for the now. They are the people who always want what they refer to as something which is relevant. They are always looking for something which is going to meet their need now. Pastor, all that you are talking about is good, But the fact is that it doesn't, as it were, fill my tummy. Or it doesn't give me this kind of well-being that I am looking for. It seems to be good. I mean, it's nice. But you are building something that is going to be relevant in the far future. But that is how infrastructure is like. People want immediate things like food, like entertainment. They want fun. Even to the point that when they come to the house of the Lord, they don't want to build any spiritual infrastructure in their lives. They want entertainment and they want fun and they want what they consider their current need, their urgent need.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
But I want us to understand that we cannot live our lives in the short term. We need to learn to invest in principles, kingdom principles that were shattered, that were broken down when the devil took over the rulership of this world. He broke down the roads. He broke down the railways. All the telecommunication network and infrastructure were torn down. All the spiritual kind of thing, I mean everything, all the legal things were broken down. No courts, no nothing. It was just like a jungle in which he was ruling. But Jesus came, ladies and gentlemen, he came raising down the broken down kingdom infrastructure. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1. That is why he kept teaching on discipleship. Discipling is raising broken down kingdom principles or kingdom infrastructure. So that is what Jesus did. And he found that something which was urgent. He knew that the Holy Spirit would come after him and he was going to lead his people on the road, on the railway, on the infrastructure, on the principles that he taught. But he needed to lay down those principles so that the Holy Spirit would use that to lead us into the well-being that God has got for us. Now, I need to make us understand quickly also that Jesus asks us in Matthew chapter 28 to go and similarly lay spiritual kingdom infrastructure. Lay the infrastructure on which my nation will thrive, on which my kingdom will thrive. Hallelujah. So the gospel is in two parts. We have the person of Jesus, and that basically encompasses the gospel of salvation. And then we have the principles of Jesus, the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. The principles of Jesus basically also encompasses what we call the gospel of the kingdom. The person of Jesus is the cornerstone of our lives and of our buildings. Anything that we are going to build, Jesus must be the cornerstone. The cornerstone is that structure, that strong structure that holds the foundation together. So foundations are held together by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that is the person of Jesus. And it comes first. Now, the principles of Jesus is the building blocks on which the kingdom which is in you is founded. The kingdom which is already in you, if you are a believer, is founded on Jesus Christ. Now, the building blocks of that kingdom is the principles of Jesus. That is why Jesus kept teaching that if we just preach the person of Jesus and do not establish kingdom infrastructure, kingdom principles, we give Satan the chance to mess up the minds and ultimately the lives of people. And I want us to see that in the book of Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12 and then verse 42. Jesus says, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places seeking rest and findeth none. Then he said, I'll return to my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished or decorated. Then goeth he and taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. And please listen to this lesson. He says that even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. What was Jesus Christ teaching? He was teaching us that if we only preach the person of Jesus without establishing the principles on which his kingdom thrives, what happens is that we give the devil the chance to mess up with the heads of people. He wants us to be able to preach his person and then go ahead to disciple the people. Go ahead and build kingdom principles. Don't leave the people with emptiness in their heads. Because this devil goes out and then he comes and he sees that my house is swept, is clean, it has been cleansed, but there is nothing in the head. And the spirits realize that my house is clean, there is nothing in the head, but they have decorated the thing, they have garnished it. The Greek word there is the word kosmio. And it is from the word cosmio we get the word cosmetic, like women's cosmetic. They use it to decorate. All right? So a life can be so decorated, but it has no future because it hasn't got infrastructure. It hasn't got principles. That is why it is important for us to invest in principles. Invest in the broken down kingdom infrastructure in your life. Now, last week we looked at the principle of loyalty and we said there is a need for teamwork in the army of God. We said this is because loyalty comes easily to the person who really understands teamwork. If you understand that teamwork is God's battle strategy, Genesis 1:1, you are not going to play with your loyalty towards the team or towards the army. Now, it is important for us to understand that although we are in an army working as a team trying to score one goal, we do not have the same ranking. And tonight I want us to briefly look at the law or the principle of ranking. You need to have this infrastructure in your life. Ranking is the backbone of an army structure, and it defines the rules and responsibility. Now, the armies that God is raising up should have this principle of the respect for the ranks in the army. Because we are a team, we are going towards the same goal or objective, but we are not the same in ranking. If you look at a typical army, say the Ghana army, which is built upon the British one, ranking starts from the general to the private. The general is the head of the Ghana army, so to speak, or the highest rank you could get in the army, Ghana army or British army, is a general. And then a lieutenant general, major general, brigadier, colonel, lieutenant colonel, major, captain, lieutenant, second lieutenant, chief warrant officer class 1, warrant officer class 2, staff sergeant, sergeant, corporal, lance corporal, private. You wonder how I got it? Go to the Ghana Army website. Whilst I was there, initially I was afraid, but they wrote a letter to the public that it's okay, it's okay. And I got this information. Let's look at our text again, First Chronicles. First Chronicles, the same chapter 11, and then verse 10. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom and with all Israel to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobim and Hachmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. After him was Eleazar the son of Dodo the Ahuhite, who was one of the three mighties. You see ranking right here. Three mighties. He was with David at Pasdamim, and there the Philistines were gathered together to battle. There was a parcel of ground full of barley, and the people fled from before the Philistines. And they, the three mighty, set themselves in the midst of that parcel and delivered it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord saved them by a great deliverance. Verse 15. Now three of the 30 captains went down to the rock to David into the cave of Adullam, and the hosts of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in the hold, and the Philistines' garrison was then at Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would give me water of the well of Bethlehem that is at the gate." And the three break through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. But David would not drink it, but he poured it out to the Lord and said, "God forbid that I should drink this. Shall I drink the blood of these men that have put their lives in jeopardy?" Jeopardy just means danger. "For with the jeopardy of their lives, they brought it. Therefore, he will not drink it." These things did these three mightiest. Verse 20. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of the three. For he lifted up his spear against 300. He slew them. 300. One against 300. He slew them. And had a name among the three. Of the three, he was more honorable than the two, for he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not to the first three. You see, ranking in David's army. There's an army of thousands of people. But the Bible is teaching us the ranking in an army, because ranking is necessary for us to be able to bring about God's kingdom order in our lives.
and in wherever assignment that the Lord gives unto us, in our families, in our nation, as a church, in our assignment, we need to have ranking. Now, if you read on, and I want us to look at verse 38 of chapter 12. Verse 38 of chapter 12. All these men of war that could keep rank came with a perfect heart to Hebron to make David king over all Israel. I said that David stands for a kingdom order, God's kingdom order that must come to Israel or the church of the living God. Now, the kingdom order was established by people who knew how to keep ranks.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name. Amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.